This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What does Judge have in store for the home crowd on opening day? Strikes out to end the inning. Contreras fires the ball up toward the upper deck. He got it up there after the strikeout. And Peralta struck out two in the inning. He's got eight in the game.
Highlight courtesy of ESPN. Brewers go on to lose that one, game one, to the Yankees, game two, coming up tomorrow afternoon. Don't forget, 1 hour before every game, you'll be able to tune into the leadoff show. Powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. Tommy Wirtz hosting that one 162 times this season. Tomorrow morning, 11 o'clock. Tune in for that. Before that, 9 to 11 a.m. Wisconsin Sports Weekend with Charlie Usen and Jack Pembroke. Leads you right up to Tommy Wirtz at 11 o'clock. And again, a player sound, manager sound. Andrew Wagner from Forbes Sports will be involved in these pregame shows as well. So make sure to give that a listen tomorrow from 11 to 12. Joining us now is Vinny Rutino, FanDuel Sports Network, of course, with Brewers, the analyst for the Brewers, former catcher. Follow him on Twitter at Vinny Rutino. Vinny, thanks for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me on.
Okay, I have some questions. My first question is, how many times after a strikeout did you throw the ball into the upper deck in your career?
Never. And in fact, I remember Contreras did that last year after a controversial call that he didn't like. And he already had come into the game for the backup catcher, Gary Sanchez. He could have gotten rung out of the game and we'd have had a third catcher. We'd have had Joey Ortiz behind the dish. Like, he's got to be careful when he fires the ball up there.
So what? So he could get penalized essentially for that, throwing the ball into the stands?
If it's deemed as if he's doing it to show up the umpire or show frustration with the umpire, I mean, anytime you take off your helmet after a controversial strike three call and you take off your helmet and kind of slam it on the ground, it's an automatic ejection. So, I mean, he could, if the umpire subjectively believes that he's doing that because of a call, he could most certainly get ejected. I'm surprised he hasn't done. He does this all the time, so I'm surprised he hasn't gotten ejected yet.
That's interesting. All right, so let's talk a little bit about that game yesterday. Peralta gives up a couple of home runs, but Charlie Usen, my producer, and I were talking to start off the show at 2 o'clock that overall, outside of those two pitches, and really the first home run isn't a home run anywhere else but that park with that short porch. The second home run, I think, is a home run in 9 other parks in baseball. So it wasn't like they were rockets off the bat off of Freddy Peralta. I thought he pitched pretty well.
He pitched great. And you know what? He deployed a new changeup. They were working on that change. I talked to Carlos Villanueva during the game.
Hey, and
I
former said, look, Brewers pitcher, yes.
Yeah, and he helps out and does an amazing job helping out with the pitching department, and he's a really good liaison between a lot of the Latin American players on the team, even in the minor leagues. And so I know that he had been working very closely with Freddie Peralta on the changeup. It was absolutely disgusting yesterday. I mean, a lot of lateral movement to the pitch, a lot of run. It was like 90 miles an hour. Last year his changeup was at like 87.7 miles per hour. So he's throwing it a little harder. It has more movement on it. And so that's a new weapon for Freddie Peralta, and it's going to be a big weapon because at times the curveball and the slider were inconsistent last year. And so if he's got the consistency to the changeup, it's really going to help the fastball play better at the upper part of the zone. I think we saw that yesterday, and I can see Freddie Peralta having a big season. He looked great. He looked absolutely great yesterday. You're still going to get the 0-2 to 3-2 type situations with Freddie from time to time, but I think because the changeup is going to play so well, I think he's going to have a really big season, and the Brewers are going to need it. The Brewers are definitely going to need it from Freddie Peralta.
Time with Vinny Rutino, FanDuel Sports Network, Brewers analyst. Follow him on Twitter at Vinny Rutino. After the Brewers come up losers yesterday in Game 1 against the Yankees, Game 2 obviously again coming up tomorrow. Let's talk a little bit about the lineup and how this whole thing looks. I said yesterday, I'm not the biggest fan of Jackson Chourio hitting leadoff. Like, I would much rather have Terang up there. Charlie said he'd rather have Frelick up there. And then just move people down. Chourio at 2, Yelich at 3, Contreras at 4, Hoskins, Mitchell, and really stretch that lineup out to be deeper than maybe what it was. And who knows about, you know, Babe Ruth Jr. Capra here as far as how long that's going to last. But, I mean, if he is real, and his minor leagues numbers say he's probably not, but if he hits 20, 25 home runs, that could be the difference between winning division and not.
Yeah, no, it could. I mean, Chourio hitting leadoff, the theory is, right, that you want your best hitter hitting more often over the course of the season. And then hitting him leadoff is going to allow for, 50 more plate appearances or 40 or whatever it is. And so that's kind of the thinking there. I tend to agree with you a little bit. But look, if Jackson Chourio's swinging the bat well, and he clearly was in spring training, yesterday was, you just throw it out. I mean, the shadows were absolutely terrible yesterday. And it did not look comfortable for either side. The Yankees or the Brewers yesterday in the box. And so you could see that with some of the swings they were taking. So if Chourio's swinging the bat well, I don't think it's going to matter where he hits, to be honest with you. If he is swinging the bat really well, it would be nice to give him to give Christian Yelich some protection, maybe behind him, to maybe hit 3-4 or a 2-3 type of a situation. But we'll see how it all plays out. I think that's the left-handed lineup that we did see yesterday with Chourio leading off and then Contreras hitting third, Hoskins hitting fourth. So that's against the lefty.
Vinny.
Probably going to see the same thing.
Vinny.
Probably going to see the same thing against Fried.
You're a baseball guy, and I love you. And Dillard's a baseball guy, and I love him having him on. And I have Jarvis Brown on from time to time, and I love him, y'all.
Oh, yeah, Jarvis.
But this is my thing, man. Dude, they don't have enough sample size at this point at the big league level. Garrett Mitchell can't stay healthy for a season. He's 2 years in. I don't know if he's even played a full season yet. So to me, it's one thing if it's, Christian Yelich, who's been here forever. And now you know what he is against lefties. You know what he is against righties. But like Chourio, Terang, and these guys, have they really been here long enough to deem sample size big enough to start moving them up and down versus just playing the same lineup every day till you figure it out?
Yeah, look, I hear you, but at the same time, it's going to be a lot of the front office and the data and the analytics guys suggesting a certain lineup, and I think that that's just how it's been playing out these last several seasons for the Milwaukee Brewers. It just has. Council was a guy that was going to listen and take advice and really look at the data. So I think that Murph does the same thing, although I do think that he actually sets the lineup the way that he wants it set. But I hear you. But look, that's going to be the Brewers lineup forever because they have to rely on guys taking a step forward like a Vinny Capra, like a Garrett Mitchell, and without the sample size, without the reliability and kind of the knowledge.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
College, you're going to have to take risks with guys and see what they can give you. That's just how it's going to be, and that's how it's going to be forever. And I like that. I like watching guys develop at the big league level like the Brewers do. They create such a good culture for it. So I think it's going to play out just fine. It was a rough game yesterday for a lot of guys, and I think it'll play out just fine, though.
I miss the days of having the same lineup every day. You knew where Corey Hart was batting. You knew where Fielder was. You knew where Hardy was and all that. And then, you know, you have a little bit of drama with Maka. Oh, we're going to flip Fielder and Braun. It didn't go well after a couple of games. They marched into his office. Yeah, you're going to flip his back now because this isn't working. And you never thought it would have so much of an impact necessarily on guys from a mental standpoint, but obviously it does to a certain degree. And now with the constant flipping of lineups, I don't know if you ever really get comfortable necessarily from that perspective. I want to get your thoughts on the pitching and where we're at here. Obviously, the first three games make sense, but if we're going to talk about analytics, why is Savali in game three with damn near a 6 ERA at Yankee Stadium, and he pitched well at American Family Field? Why wouldn't you have pitched him in game four versus game three if we're basing it on numbers like seemingly we do everything else?
Well, I don't know if they know who the number four starter is at this point, do they? I mean, I think Tyler
Allen. I heard it's Dillard.
Tim Dillard?
I heard. That's what I had heard through the grapevine, yeah.
So I don't think that they know exactly who's going to be. And then, so I think that's really the only reason why Savali is pitching game three as opposed to game one at American Family Field. I think if Jose Quintana was ready to go, I think he would be the guy. Tobias Myers coming back hopefully very, very soon, although I hope they don't rush him back because they're going to need him. So I think that's the only reason. I think they have three healthy starters at this point ready to go. And I think that's the reason. Savali pitched awesome, though. Chris Hook really locked him in those last, I think it was last 12 starts. He was one of the better pitchers in all of baseball. And so I think Savali is going to be ready to go and driving the fastball and all of his pitches. He's got such a deep repertoire through the glove, and I think he is just like all the starters, Sparky, in this rotation, that's going to be the wild card to success this season. I really do believe that. Last year, 17 different guys took the ball in a starting role. This season, they have four guys that made 30 starts last year. So that can't be said for every team. In fact, I think two other teams that can be said about. I think that's going to be the wild card this season is the starting pitching.
Vinny, I want to talk about Prep Baseball Report before we get done here, but I got one more.
Sure.
That is Nasty Nestor Cortes. I told Charlie, using my producer, when they signed him, I said, mark my words, or when they got him the deal, mark my words, Chris Hook is going to make this dude into like a Cy Young candidate. Maybe he don't win Cy Young, but he's going to have the best years of his career with Chris Hook. Your thoughts on seeing him in spring?
I love it. Yeah, no, I mean, the fastball is down just a tick in spring, but I love Nasty Nestor. I love how he varies his looks, varies how he kind of delivers the baseball to home plate. It disrupts the timing of a lot of hitters. He's got the repertoire. He's got the ability and the pitchability to make it happen. And, yes, I think Chris Hook can make some tweaks here and there with Nasty Nestor. He's got to stay healthy, of course. But it's going to be, I think it's a nice pairing. And the baseball gods almost rewarded us yesterday with Devin Williams almost blowing the save. That would have been such sweet, sweet, you know, whatever you call it. It would have been awesome.
But we were talking about that earlier, too. The radio guys for the Brewers were all over it. Seemingly nobody else caught it. You can't use your hat to stop a ball. And Grisham clearly used his hat, which means that run should have scored and Collins should have been at third. That changes everything. Then all of a sudden, Churio and Yelich both might only need a fly ball to score the runner from third. And then it's a tie game.
It would have been a three-base penalty, right?
Yes.
So, I know. They missed that one for sure. Surprised they didn't review that or wasn't able to review that and make the change. I don't know if that's a subjective call, whether he was doing it intentionally or not, but... yeah, that definitely would have changed it. Nothing went right the Brewers' way yesterday. The two home runs that weren't home runs in most ballparks, and then the ball that hit third base that could have been a double play ball, nothing went the Brewers' way yesterday. Didn't catch any breaks. Hopefully they do tomorrow.
All right, Vinny Rutino, FanDuel Sports Network Brewers analyst on Twitter, at Vinny Rutino. Most of you know him in that role. I also know him in the role of what he does with Prep Baseball Report, and I think y'all do a great job with Prep Baseball Report. But there was some news this offseason that you all bought rock tournaments. So tell us about that and what that means going forward.
For sure. No, I certainly did not buy rock tournaments.
Come on, you ponied it up, Vinny. Don't hide it.
the company purchased right. Rock the Rock tournament. So yep, they're going to partner with the Rock. Joe Olivo's helping running that whole thing at the Rock in Franklin, and it's a great company. The idea is to shine a light on high school baseball players around the country. I run the state of Wisconsin with the help of Josh Fields and Andy Sirocco, do an amazing job when I'm doing the broadcasting for the Brewers, just to kind of know every single player in the state. Josh Fields is a master at that. And so, yeah, we're trying to shine a light on players and help them find a really good fit in college. That's kind of what we do. But, yeah, now partnering with The Rock, and there'll be a bunch of tournaments run via prep baseball and partnering with The Rock in Franklin this summer.
One of the nicest dudes ever, Joe Oliva.
Oh, he is
amazing.
Without
a shadow of a doubt, one of the nicest dudes ever, no question. Vinny Rutino, FanDuel Sports Network Brewers analyst. Follow him on Twitter at Vinny Rutino. Vinny, thanks so much for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
Of course. Anytime, Sparky.